And the question that DSA needs to ask themselves is, who do you want to be? What are you trying to do in this moment? What kind of story do you want to be told about DSA 40 years from now? If you are here because DSA is supposed to be making you feel comfortable, you're in the wrong place. If you are here to tell DSA you need to do these 17,899 things to make me feel good, this is not the organization for you. If you are in DSA to take one collective liberation movement to divide it up into things that make you feel comfortable, this is not the organization for you. There are people who are counting on us. Literally. There are people whose lives depend on us building a political movement that is centered on values and principles and the most broken and marginalized people in this country. So, freedom in this country is not free. It's just not. So if you think that you're going to talk to me about capitalism and we got to smash the patriarchy and capital, I get that. Got to do parallel tracks because you live in a capitalist nation right now. I'm sorry to break it to you. And in order for us to build a sustainable movement that is worthy to the people we are fighting for, we got to get our finances together. We need money to build this movement, right? Some of you may be like, well, I have a lot of time on my hands. I can come and volunteer. Not everybody has that time. So don't be all about you and your, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't feel. It's not about you. It really is not about you. Tonight, when you're voting tonight on NPC members, you vote for the most qualified people, the most compassionate people, the most passionate people. It's not about who you like and who's in another faction and who's in another caucus. It's not about that. And if that's what you're going to do tonight, then you're proving to marginalized people all over this country that you don't give a damn about the most broken people. You only care about yourself and what you believe and what you think.